Hello.
Oh, hi, Maria. It's Tina again. We got cut off.
Well, my phone was not charged. I charged it up last night, but it didn't take me.
No wonder. Okay, yeah, that's what David said. I called him, and he's like, I had trouble with her cell phone today, too. So I'm like, okay, good. It wasn't on my end then, you know?
No, I think it's the outlet on that side, and it always does that, so I put it in the kitchen.
No problem. But let's get you up to speed so we can cancel this for you. So first off, the card number for the final payment, it's not going to be the 7731, right? It's going to be a different one?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready, and I'll update that.
Okay, and I also need a confirmation number. And
yep.
I'm sorry about, but it's not really helping me at all. No one's called, and when they do call, it's either, I don't know, some kind of fake call or something. I've had several calls calling me and saying that they have a home they just bought, blah blah blah, and could I go measure it? And I'm not gonna waste my time. It's happened to me twice already, and they're out of town, and they just got married, and they're not available. But for me to go ahead and do that, and I can't do that.
Oh yeah, no, I understand definitely. The website hosting in and of itself is kind of something that we recommend as a last resort, because a website in and of itself never brings anyone business, right? So the value to what we do typically is to put the website front and center in a spotlight position on the first page of Google. But it looks like like a year ago you had changed that. No, it's actually been since...
No.
January of 2023, so a little bit over a year, you changed that from the optimization package to just the website. So I understand where you're coming from. One thing that you could do if you felt like you wanted to keep the site is you could take the call tracking number off there and just keep your regular number on there. That way, you know, you don't have to worry about going through the dashboard and listening to calls or anything like that. You know, the calls would just come to you directly. If you want to do that, that's an option.
And that would be removing the what?
The call tracking number, because on the website, it has a number on there of, let me look, 346-787-8800. And when people call it, it forwards over. It looks like, I'm not sure if it forwards over to your line or to David's line, but let me just see here.
I think it's over to mine.
Okay.
Mine.
Yeah, so we could take that call tracking number off and just put this number on there, 346-777-3768. And
well,
that way...
That was what I was supposed to, that you guys were supposed to do from the very beginning. And I told them I didn't want no third party reaching out to me. I wanted directly to me. And I've spoken to, I think it was Ruben. I've spoken to, there's another guy. And he said they were going, y'all were going to do that, and y'all never did that. Well, I'm not saying you specifically, but, you know.
Yes.
That's why
exactly.
And then I went back, and they said, oh, no, it's going to be direct. You know, it's in that number you just gave me. I'm glad you gave it to me. That's a number that keeps showing up. And then also the lead y'all are charging me every time I open it, and I'm not getting...
No. We don't charge you for leads. All you pay us for is to keep your website active. That's it. It's just $29 a month for the hosting. If you're thinking you're getting charged for leads, you probably have us confused with Angie Leads or Home Advisor or Thumbtack. There's companies like that charge for leads. But all we do is keep the website open. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it was the first time when I first started.
Well, we never charged per lead. It was like just for the programming to keep you on the first page of Google. So when you played with us 149 monthly back in the day, it didn't matter if you got five new calls a month. I want to accommodate you the best that I can. So go ahead with the card number, and then you'll get a confirmation number with the cancellation right away. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to use this number just one time. I've got your number. I've got your name. And, so you're the billing, right?
Yep, I'm the billing. Yep, my name's Tina.
Gotcha. So it's going to be 4060.
Okay.
9801.
Got it.
0921.
Okay.
1658.
1658. Expiration?
March 2029.
And the code?
It is 021.
Okay, so I'm going to process the final payment right now, and then I'll do the cancellation, and then I'll just confirm that I have your correct email, because that is going to be the one that the actual confirmation is sent to. So let's just
okay,
see
but
here.
Do you have it now?
I just canceled it, and that confirmation was sent to Concrete by Mejia@gmail.com, and then let me look at the email so I can grab the confirmation for you.
I just have to write down that, you know, and compare it whenever I get the email.
Mhm. Yeah, normally we say that you get the confirmation within 15 minutes. I just did it quicker because we're in our lunch hour, so I have to get off the phone. But I can't open the email right now because it says that it's pending. It didn't get to your inbox yet. So let me refresh and see if I can get it. It did say that it's been sent, but it says it's processing.
Okay,
give me a second here. Let me see if a
text. I got it. You don't have to worry about it. I got it.
Let me see. You might have gotten the text first. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. But, yeah, don't worry. You don't have to. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's 664-5495.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you're all good to go. Thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your day.
Okay, you do the same. Thank you very much.
Bye.